Every day, we're faced with choices, and it's the scary ones that we're afraid to make on our own. That's why we're here, Stand Up Girls and Guys, to help you make the right choice for life. Hey guys, welcome to the Stand Up Podcast, courtesy of standupgirl.com. You're listening to Nicolette, and wow, it's just every time I do this, it's so exciting because it's always great to like talk to you guys. Anyway, today we're going to be talking about something that's it's very close to my heart because it seems to be such a massive problem in our society and in the lives of most women, and that's abuse. And it doesn't matter what kind of abuse it is, it's still pretty degrading. I mean, in the forum section, you know, we have the Need Advice forum, and I found that you can find quite a few girls who are just in these very abusive situations, and you know, on top of that, they find out that they're pregnant. But then, you know, it's like, do I leave him? Maybe I shouldn't. Maybe I can save him. And you know, there's just that inner dialogue. So I just wanted to share my thoughts with you on that. I have this friend, let's call her Melissa. She is dating this guy that that I think is absolute poison. I mean, he once made a forceful pass at me. I didn't have the opportunity to say no or speak my mind. I just found myself cornered by this person that seemed larger than life. And all of this while she was like in the other room. And I gotta tell you, this has messed with my psyche for a large part of the year 2010. I was just so filled with anger and just in general disgust, not just with his behavior, but because she could stomach it when she found out. I mean, at times I have had personally, you know, I just gotta confess, I've had a hard time not hating her because in a way we had always had reservations about this guy. I mean, in our group of friends, you know, she was in our whatever social group, you know, we like have these people who we always hang out with. And so then she started dating this guy. And so because he was with her, then he became somehow assimilated into our group, as is supposed to happen. But I mean, there was just, I don't know, there was just something. We couldn't exactly pinpoint what was wrong with their relationship, but she wasn't happy. She was changing in a bad way. And this, you know, when this happened with this guy, I mean, I thought surely it's like, it's the last stroke. It had to be the backbreaker. I mean, in my mind, I thought of, all of this anger, all of this hurt, it could be worth it. You know, I could even begin to see past this if she could just see through him. And now, you know, I'm like, okay, fine. You know, this terrible thing has happened. You know, I'm the kind of person who tries to, you know, look for light at the end of the tunnel, you know, silver lining and all of that. But the honest truth is, you know, when somebody's practically like forced their attention on you, you know, in that way, you know, whatever it is, whether it's a kiss, whether it's a touch, you know, and I mean, it's someone who you're not interested in, you know. I don't know how many women have actually been through this, but it's like, it's someone who you're not interested in, and they're touching you, and their touch is offensive to you, and they're kissing you, and it's like, no, I don't even like you, you know, as in like, not that I don't like you, as in I'm not attracted to you, as in like, I never liked this guy. I was never comfortable around him. Something about him just gave me the creeps. And then two, you're my girlfriend's boyfriend, and she's like in the other room. And so I'm thinking, okay, fine, this has happened. I hate it. I'm mad. I'm angry. I'm trying my best to forgive. But all of this could be worth it if she can just see through him now. If she's like, okay, you're not, this is it, I'm done. And you know what? She chose not to. She chose to make excuses for him. And you know, as much as I would have liked to think she was weak and despise her for it, I saw myself in her. Because I once had an abusive boyfriend, and I did the same things she did. I said the same things she said. I let it consume me the same way she did. And, you know, as they say, people in glass houses mustn't throw stones. And I want to rescue her. I want to free her, but I can't. You know, as much as I've spoken to her and other people have spoken to her, only she has the power to set herself free. And, you know, it's like, add insult to injury, she put on her Facebook profile that all the people who are worrying about her should stop because it was giving her ulcers. I gotta tell you, that stabbed me in the gut. You know, probably worse than when I'd seen her for the first time in weeks. I mean, wow, what a sight it was. I mean, she was just so thin. And I felt like, and I still feel like just dropping to my knees in front of her and weeping because it feels like she is dying in front of my very eyes. It's like she's willing to fade away because she thinks it's worth the sacrifice of saving him, but she can't save him. You can't save him. Whoever the guy in your life that treats you like trash is, you can't heal him. Things won't change. It doesn't matter how many times he comes and says that he's sorry. It doesn't matter how many tears he cries with genuine remorse. Until he finds the courage to leave you because he's hurting you and getting help for himself so that he can be better for himself, not for you, things will never change. Because I remember when I was in this relationship, we would like get into this. I don't know, sometimes it felt like a storm, you know? It would just be like, you know, like just violence, just I mean not physically violent because he was more of emotionally and mentally abusive. And I mean I'm a very reserved kind of person, and I mean what I can say about myself is I don't like being touched personally. You know, I don't like intimate touch because of some of the things I've experienced in my life, you know. So when I get touched, it's a very on guard kind of thing for me. It's kind of like stop, freeze. Why is this person touching me? And it's actually quite fascinating because I go to this church, this wonderful Baptist church, where everybody's always hugging. And I mean, the first time I started going there, it was like, oh my goodness, going to church is so n nerve-wracking because everybody's always hugging. It's like, hi, how you doing? Hug, hug. Hug, 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 hug. Well, now I'm a little bit better at it. You know, I don't automatically like go into freeze mode, but I'm a very conservative person. I don't like being touched. I especially don't like being touched by guys, you know, unless you're a friend and it depends on what kind of touch somebody gives you. And this guy that I was dating, he had this ridiculous idea that he was gonna cure me by forcing his hands on me, and that was just it was just another drama altogether. And I mean, we were in high school, so it's like the hormones are just raging. I'm just freezing. I can't stand it when this guy's touching me. So we would get into these storms, these whirlwinds of fights, and then he would like go off and play sports. You know, he played these physical sports, these whole tackling you to the ground kind of sports, and then he would come back, and then he would. I remember this time where he was like literally on his knees and he was begging me. He was sorry for what had happened, and he was just so remorseful. And I thought that I could heal him. I thought I could, because I understood what was wrong with him. I understood where he came from. You know, I understood the experiences he had had in his life that had brought him to this point. And because I understood, I thought that I could help him. Well, guess what? I was wrong. Things didn't change, and things will never change. And maybe, like me, you may be addicted to the way he seems so needy in a way for you, and the way he's so desperate for you to love him. And maybe it's the only form of love you've ever known, and you know, but when you think about it, it will be the only form of love that can kill you, you know? You may not die a physical death, but sometimes I think the death of your heart is sometimes worse. If you're in a cycle of abuse, whether it's verbal or emotional or physical, get out, run, get away from him. And when the longings for your emotional fix come around, like I am positive they will, because I used to have those longings for an emotional fix, for somebody to validate me, for somebody to tell me, no, I need you. I can't live without you. That kind of fix, you know what? Hold on to a friend. If having someone there physically holding you, keeping you away from the door or the phone is what it will take, then do it. If he's the father of your baby, then break away from him personally, on a personal level. Let him be a part of your child's life, but cut him off from your heart, because if you let him in, you'll regret it. You will so regret it. This guy asked me to marry him. I was 18. I just turned 18. And I'm glad I said no. And over the years, a lot of the time, I think at least once a month, I have this thought. I say, Thank you, God, that I did not marry him, because I cannot even imagine the kind of brokenness that my life would be in. Guys, if you need support, just, send a letter to one of us, Becky at standupgirl.com, Lisa at standupgirl.com, me, April, I mean, Meg, Guys, we're here. We can listen to you. We can reaffirm you. We can remind you when you need a reminder. Write something in the need help, need advice forum, let others know. Let others gather around you and support you in this time in your life. But don't go back for that fix, because you know what? It's not the real thing. It's not the real love that you need. You deserve better. Your baby deserves better. You do not want to be the kind of mother that keeps on going back to an abusive individual. Granted, he's a father child. You know what? And if he wants to be a part of that child's life, that is good. That's good, because he wants to take responsibility. But personally, for you, break away if you can. Just get out of there. Do not sacrifice yourself, because you know what? The dangerous thing is when you have a child, you can end up sacrificing your child with yourself. It's a totally different thing when you're by yourself. But when you have a child, now it's like that child can also suffer if you go back to this guy who's treating you in this bad way. If it's physical abuse, tell somebody. Go to the police. Don't do this by yourself. Don't do the whole makeup thing. Don't do the whole hiding thing. Don't be ashamed, okay? Because what keeps a lot of people quiet about emotional and mental and physical abuse is the shame of, oh my goodness, something's wrong with me, and I shouldn't have been with him. Everyone told me not to be with him, and now I have to hide it. I have to hide my faults. Don't think like that. That's not the kind of life that you should live. That's not the kind of life that God meant for you to live. Get away, break away, please, ladies. I'm begging you. Do not destroy yourselves. Do not destroy your lives. Do not destroy the life of your child. Break away now. Fight it. Get a friend to help you. Keep accountability. Find somebody who will remind you constantly why you are not supposed to be with this guy. Okay? If you guys have any thoughts on this, please, 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 please get back to us like ASAP. And we'll do a follow-up program sometime in the future. You can connect with us, like I've said before, on our Facebook page, facebook.com/standupgirl. Tweet us. It's stand_up_girl. Get back to us. Email us. Get on the forums. Write us a letter. We want to hear from you. We want to help you. So stay in touch. So keep standing up. Keep standing up for life.